Welcome to the Brand Advocate Podcast, episode 10. We take a look at the sights and sounds of Pride Week, Brantford. We had a great time in the Pride March. The Brand Advocate was there as one of the media partners for this amazing event. And we had a great time talking to some of the people responsible for organizing the event or organizing the Bridge, which is an organizing committee that does a lot of great work on LGBT and allies issues in town. So flag raisings, marches, family fun days. It was a very good Pride, and the Brand Advocate was proud to be a part of it. Our first interview is with Casey Macia, who is the coordinator of the Bridge Brant. Hey everyone, I am with Casey Macia at the Pride in the Park after the Pride Walk. Can you explain what you guys do, what your role is in the community?
My name is Casey, as you were saying, and I'm the Safe Spaces Coordinator at Grand River Community Health Center. My job is to build the capacity of the LGBTQ community in Brantford and run the Safe Spaces program, which works to create safer and more inclusive environments for the LGBTQ community in Brantford and Brent County.
Which includes a lot of folks. We have over, I'd say at least over 100 people at the Pride in the Park right now, and we had a really good turnout on the walk. This is our second year for a lot of this stuff, third year for the Pride flag raising, and I know that you wrote this really great piece in the Brand Advocate recently about what it means to this community. You want to maybe elaborate on that a little?
I wrote a piece for the Brand Advocate about what it means to raise the Pride flag in Brantford, and a lot of the answers that I got from community members was that the Pride flag symbolized inclusivity, belonging, feeling welcomed, and equality and things like that. So I think it's important to spread those messages.
Absolutely, and the Brand Advocate's been really happy to be one of the Pride-friendly businesses. There's been a bunch here. There's a photo I'll put up on the podcast of a bunch of the Pride-friendly businesses that are here, and it was great. One of the folks who's come to a lot of these comes up and goes, wow, some folks have been really pounding the pavement because he saw the big list, and I was happy to tell him, yeah, there's been a lot of folks that have been. So anybody who's involved with a business that would consider themselves Pride-friendly, we have information for that. And speaking of information, though, where can people get information on the Bridge, on sort of LGBT issues in the community, safe spaces, safe places?
Well, you can get more information on the Bridge on the webpage, which is thebridgebrant.com. You can also email thebridgebrant@gmail.com if you have any questions regarding the Bridge. And my email is cmecija@grchc.ca.
Okay. So it's Casey. You can also check her out at the Facebook and stuff. But let's talk a little bit about what brought you into this sort of work. I mean, why this sort of work?
This work is important to me because being a member of the LGBTQ community, I think that it's important that we promote a safer and more inclusive environment for everyone, and that everyone deserves equal and loving treatment despite how they live their lives and who they live them with. So.
Excellent. So what can we expect from the Bridge and from you in the coming weeks and months and hopefully years?
You can expect a lot of projects and initiatives that work to promote this work in Brantford. There will be a lot of rainbow flags hanging around the city, and there will just be more awareness and education initiatives working to educate the community about what LGBTQ issues are.
So educate us. What are some of the issues?
Some of the issues are that I think that in a lot of communities, it's not understood that not everyone is in a straight relationship. Not everyone is in a partnership that involves a man and a woman. And I think that it starts off by just teaching people that there are different ways and meaningful ways that people can be in relationships or not in relationships. So.
Okay, excellent. And what about from a health perspective? You know, are there things that people should understand to create healthy, safe communities for everybody?
I think that from a health perspective, there are a lot of ways that we can work towards creating a safer environment and space. I think that there are a lot of issues that people, especially from the trans community, face with regarding healthcare, and I think it comes with learning basic things like terminology and what something like transgendered means or transsexual means.
No, absolutely, and that makes sense. And I noticed too that there's a lot of, there's a lot of in the media, especially, but even the local media, there's a lot of issues around bullying, stories around the bullying that's happening, stories around, from the very first big Pride event I took part in years ago. There's over 300 folks at the sort of It Gets Better campaign, the Stop Homophobia rally. And you know what I really like to see is that it wasn't just the rally. It was a rally that's helped to bring a lot of folks together. And that was 3 years ago. Our first flag raising at City Hall was 3 years ago now, and it's continued. It's a continued sort of measured, responsive sort of outcome that a lot of folks have just got together and said, yeah, there's some issues, and we'd like to work on them together. And when I say lots of folks, I mean health communities, service agencies, businesses, individuals, allies, people in the LGBTQ community, religious organizations. We're at an event right now, and I'm just going to paint a picture for folks. We're walking a dog. While we're doing that, other people are doing the same. There are families, there are kids, there's music, there's our local MPP Dave Levac is here, the mayor is coming. People are having hot dogs and hamburgers and having a good time and getting information about how to make the community a better place. So I think this is a success.
I think it is too. I think Brantford Pride 2013 is definitely a success.
Excellent. And thank you so much for all the work you've been doing on this issue.
Oh, thanks, Mark.
Now I'm with Rebecca Gadaris, and Rebecca is one of the folks that helped start the bridge. Can you maybe talk about that a little?
Well, when I first moved to Brantford, there wasn't a very visible community. There wasn't a lot of visible support for the queer community. And it's one of the areas that I'm really dedicated to and find extremely important. And so I felt like something needed to be done.
So what did you do to help start something getting done? People want to know the story, right? They want to know, now it's been a couple of years, looking back, how did it all come together and how do you get things like this started?
Right. So, I think one of the most significant things is to just start talking about it. It's really exciting for me and a great moment to see everything that's here happening at Pride now, because when I first came there was nothing at all. And so you just start talking to people. So one of my first conversations was with you about this issue, and then we started talking to Joanne, and we just realized...
Joanne's the community developer at the Grand River Community Health Center, for those wondering.
That's right. And so as we started to have conversations, we just realized something had to be done. And so then those conversations basically just come a commitment to action. And then we started working and saying, let's meet more formally, let's sit down, let's talk, let's see who else needs to come to the table in order to make this happen. And that's how it all started going.
That's excellent. So we kind of covered how things started, and we're at this great event. And as the day is going on, there's more and more people coming. I'm just wondering, where do you see the future of initiatives like this in the Brantford community?
I see so many inspiring things. I think there's such a passion in Brantford and Brant County to really start things, to make changes, but to do so at a grassroots level where the individuals who are being affected are really part of that change. And that's one of the most important things to me, is to have it so that it's not just coming from above and people saying, this is what I think is important, and instead is coming from below and making the change happen.
I always say that about this community, that it is big enough that you can get things done, but small enough that you can get things done.
Yes, yeah, that's right. It's kind of, it's that right in between that works extremely well in terms of being able to actually have some resources that you can pull on that make things occur, but also not so big that everything gets lost in bureaucratic processes.
Yeah, no, it's great. It's great to see events like this. It's great to see events like the flag raising and that they're annual sustained events. One of the things I was saying to Casey in the interview before this one was, there was that big Stop Homophobia rally 3 years ago.
And right. We were there. Yeah.
Right. We were there for that. And there was over 300 people strong. And that's great to see. But what's even better to see is, since then, there's been a sustained effort and sustained output in the community for events for helping people understand each other and get healthy. And it might sound hokey because it's the name of the organization, but to help bridge and to help people understand what Pride's all about.
Absolutely. And I think one of the things is, too, is having a bit of a balance between that really public stuff that occurs that shows that that helps to build awareness and helps to build the community in a really public way, but to also be doing the work behind the scenes that
Absolutely. Really...
gets a core group of people who are committed to the issue, gets them to be able to kind of work together and function in a way that then allows those more public things to happen. So I think it's both kind of a really public thing that needs to occur, but we also need to recognize all of the huge number of hours and people that come together behind the scenes that isn't necessarily obvious in those super public moments. And so it's both kind of the public and the behind the scenes that are so important. And the huge number of people that have just been dedicated to this in so many hours, it is so inspiring.
That's great. It's, you know, it's kind of the don't get angry, get organized, or get angry and get organized.
That's right. And that's one of the things that I actually think is important, because I think that sometimes, and this is for the feminist movement as well, one of the ways that some social movements are undermined by, is by saying, oh, they're just angry. And I don't think that's fair. I do agree with the don't get angry, get organized, but I also think that there is a certain amount of anger at injustice that should be expressed. I mean, injustice is wrong and there should be some anger around it, but not only anger.
Right, right. You actually have to put in the hours to organize. It's, you know, everybody has a right to complain, but I think it's even better if people are complaining that they say, and what can we do about it?
That's
and
right.
Work to do something. So a lot of folks working to do something. Actually, it looks like things are starting, so I'm going to cut the podcast off right now. There's some speaking going on, and just say thank you so much, Rebecca, for getting some folks together and seeing what happened.
Thank you. This is really great.
It was great chatting with both Casey Macia and Rebecca Gadaris, members of the Bridge Brant, at the Pride in the Park, which was a really fun family event. Now we're going to close out today with a pretty neat musical act that actually was able to record at Pride in the Park, and it's Consistent Resistance. And you need to check them out on Facebook and check out their vocal stylings. And thank you again for listening to the Advocate Podcast. And until next time, just remember, keep on advocating.
And here we have Consistent Resistance.
Church and eyes are staring, walking on all fours, pushing and pulling with alternate force. Every turn is a hell ride, no sign of restraint, but eyes of steel. I'm not tired, I'm forcing you, chasing the money tree.